This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Arkansas's interim higher education director will likely fill the post permanently after the Higher Education Coordination Board meets next month. Governor Mike Beebe asked the board's chairman to select Shane Broadway for the post. Broadway is a former Democratic state senator who unsuccessfully ran for lieutenant governor and has been the interim director. The president of a Searcy parent teachers organization is facing theft charges after prosecutors say she stole nearly $13,000 from the elementary school group. Court documents say Tiffany Ann McClure was given checks to pay PTO bills and would make them out for amounts larger than the bill. Prosecutors say she kept the difference. The Arkansas State Police are getting ready to kick off a safe driving effort on Friday. The anti-drunk driving project will span 9 days and is aimed at keeping roads safe during the July 4th holiday weekend. Ozarka College recently named their academic all-star for 2011, and it was from Mountain View, Anna Mickler. She'll represent Ozarka College in October at the Arkansas Association of Two-Year Colleges annual conference and receive a $500 scholarship for the honor, as well as opening the door for other possible scholarship opportunities. Anna's leadership and enthusiasm, according to biology instructor David Mitchell, are contagious at the Ozarka College Mountain View campus. Anna's a member of Phi Theta Kappa and is actively involved in music and working in her church. She volunteers her time as a tutor for college and high school students and works part-time at the Mountain View Eye Care and as a musician at the Ozark Folk Center. The U.S. Department of Justice has entered into a settlement agreement with Van Buren County, that's a Clinton, Arkansas area, regarding Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Justice officials said yesterday the matter was initiated as a compliance review under Project Civil Access, which ensures greater access for persons with disabilities to state and local government programs, services, activities, and facilities. The courthouse and the county health department are two of the buildings that were surveyed and are part of the agreement. And a Pleasant Plains man has been charged with endangering the welfare of his children after he was found passed out in the vehicle with the children, aged 3 and 5, unsupervised in the car. Deputy Wayne Green, in his written report, said he was called to the oil trough area by the mother of the two children, who said they were in a car with their father, stuck in the field near the White River, and the father, 27-year-old Dustin Dwayne Clark, was passed out. Green said he found that to be the case when he got to the stuck vehicle. He also found 25-year-old April Rochelle Daigle of Newark in the car. Green said Daigle admitted to have been drinking. Green said she tried to get the vehicle out of the mud but had failed. Deputy Green said he shook Clark to the point that he finally awoke. The deputy said he also found a prescription bottle of hydrocodone that should have had half a month's supply in it but was empty. Green also charged Clark with being publicly intoxicated on drugs. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.